Hi, I'm David Lafreniere. I'm a postdoc fellow at the University of Toronto, and my main interest is exoplanets, and specifically the direct imaging of exoplanets. I think the ultimate quest is the search for life on other planets, and for me that's the main driver for doing that research. Recently I've been involved in two discoveries of exoplanets using direct imaging. One features a young planet, a very young planet, very far away from its star. And the second one is the discovery of three massive planets in orbit around a star that's more massive than the Sun. That first one could be the first picture of an exoplanet, although we have yet to confirm that it is orbiting the star. Yeah, when I first saw the picture, I was quite excited because it's quite unlikely that an object, a background object, would appear so close to the star. So it was quite a good candidate for being a planet because it's so close to the star. The planet itself is quite massive, about 8 times the mass of Jupiter. And the planet is also much younger, and the star is much younger than the Sun, only 5 million years old. And that means that the planet is still bright in the near-infrared because it's re-radiating the heat that it stored when it formed. And so that's one of the reasons why we were able to see it, because it's bright. Getting an image is important for the study of the planets themselves, their atmosphere. For planets that you can see directly, you can study the atmosphere directly also, and so you can determine all the molecules or the atomic species that constitute the atmosphere, and you can look also for signs of life. Most people are interested when we talk about planets in other systems. I guess the underlying reason is that idea that life could exist elsewhere in the universe. And also, I mean, a general feeling that I see in people around me is the question, are we alone? These discoveries are just the beginning, and so we might expect in the next years that more similar discoveries will come, and discoveries of less massive planets or planets closer to the star, and systems that will more and more resemble our own solar system. And if we look even further into the future, we might learn details about the planets, such as are there signs of life on planets, and these kind of things. So I think that the future in exoplanets is particularly exciting.